Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IME on Ronald Rogers. The examinee was assisted in completing his intake questionnaire by his wife named Maria Rogers. Appeared according to the information obtained from the examinee in this fashion. Ronald Rogers is a 75-year-old male and reports he was injured at work on 3/24/15. Appeared at that time an irate student shoved him under a table in the library. Appeared he did not experience loss of consciousness or laceration. Appeared he believes he injured his head, comma, left knee, comma, back left ribs, comma, broke his right thumb, comma, and had a swollen right knee. Appeared he had left knee surgery in May of 2015 and then a right knee surgery on 3/2/21. Period. His left knee surgery. Scratch that. He states he shattered the bone in his left knee. Period. He had surgery on it to repair the fractured bone. Period. He last had treatment with an injection to the knee on 1/20/22 from Dr. Reed, R-E-I-D. Period. He denies any previous injuries or problems to the involved areas. Period. He states after this event, he did have symptoms of migraine headaches, comma, pain in the knees, comma, and in the back of his left knee, but these do not appear to have been a result of a subsequent injury. Period, new paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Rogers alleged he was assaulted by a third party on 3/24/15, but as a result, he sustained concussion, comma, head laceration with cosmetic disfigurement, comma, loss slash impairment of senses of smell and taste, comma, headaches, comma, fractured right thumb, comma, fractured left rib, comma, bruised right ribs, comma, torn meniscus with internal derangement of the left knee. Period. He already received an order approving settlement to be inserted here. Period. He also then reopened his case. Period. In paragraph, as per the treatment records provided, he was seen at Inspire Emergency Room on 3/24/15. Period. He related that he scratched that. He presented with a laceration of his face. Brady stated he was shoved against the bookcase at work. Brady had no neck or back pain. Period. He did undergo x-rays and CAT scans to be inserted here. Period. He was then treated and released. Period. New paragraph. On 3/27/15, Mr. Rogers came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Silver. Period. He performed x-rays of the right thumb that showed a fracture of the distal phalanx. Period. It was transverse and non-displaced in good position. Period. His additional x-rays that day were interpreted and will be inserted as marked. Period. He was placed in a different splint to the thumb. Period. He also referred the petitioner for a bone scan. Period. He had an obvious trauma with a large sutured laceration at the mid-forehead from the top of his scalp down across his glabella area. Period. He complained of pain in the right thumb, comma, left knee, comma, thorax, comma, lower back, comma, and left shoulder. Period. he continued to see, scratch that, on 3/27/15, he was seen neurologically by Dr. Skinner, period. He ascertained a history of prior nasal fracture in the 1980s, followed by surgery, period. He had a right hernia operation following a football injury many years ago, period. He had lumbar surgery in 2002, and took medicines for hypertension, comma, elevated cholesterol, comma, and gastroesophageal reflux disease, and glaucoma, period. Dr. Skinner performed an evaluation and diagnosed frontal headaches and intermittent primarily positional lightheadedness following his head injury and likely sustained a cerebral concussion. Period. He recommended an MRI of the brain. Period. This was done on 3/30/15 to be inserted here. Period. He returned to Dr. Skinner on 4/10/15 to review these results. Period. He noted continued headaches and scalp sensitivity near his scar. Period. He continued him on Ultram and encouraged him to follow up with Dr. Silver. Period. He returned on 5/1/15 and was noted his symptoms continued to improve gradually. Period. He was released from a neurological viewpoint to return to work. Period. In paragraph later, the petitioner returned to Dr. Skinner on 10/9/15. Period. He was due for surgical correction of his right frontal scar by Dr. David Watts, W-A-T-T-S, period. He was found to have an essentially normal neurologic exam, period. He reassured the petitioner that post-traumatic seizures, given the nature of his accident, are unlikely, but he has had no evidence for post-traumatic seizures. Period. His headaches are significantly improved. Period. This was also the case regarding his balance and dizziness. Period. However, he did have two episodes of brief positional dizziness when fully extending his head to look up at a top shelf when shopping at Home Depot. Period. This may not be accident-related. Period. He did undergo the MRI of the brain previously mentioned, as well as the bone scan on 4/1/15 to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Silver had him undergo MRI of the left knee on 4/20/15 to be inserted here. Period. On 5/20/15, he performed surgery on the left knee. Be inserted here. Period. A venous Doppler ultrasound was done on 5/26/15 and showed no evidence of deep vein thrombosis in the left leg. Period. He continued to be followed by Dr. Silver and his colleagues at Reconstructive Orthopedics. Period. A corticosteroid injection was administered to the left knee on 6/15/15. Period. Physical therapy was also ordered. Period. X-rays of the left knee done on 11/12/15 showed a healthy appearing joint. Period. He had returned to his normal level of activity. Period. It looked like his thumb, comma, ribs, comma, and lacerations have all gone on to heal and are doing well. Period. Had reached a plateau in care and was discharged. Period. New paragraph. Several years later, the petitioner was seen at the same group by Dr. Reed, R-E-I-D, regarding both knees. Period. He was diagnosed with primary osteoarthritis of the left knee, comma, pain in the right knee, comma, pain in the left knee, comma, and obesity, period. He ordered a course of physical therapy and new diagnostic studies, period. These were done on 12-2-220 to be inserted as marked from his office visit, period. He followed up on 1-13-21, noting pain was out of proportion to the exam, happening with sharp onset and with episodes of giving way. Period. This was the rationale for him undergoing the left knee MRI. Period. He followed up with Dr. Silver over the ensuing months. Period. Left knee arthroscopic surgery was done on 5, scratch that, to be inserted here. Period. He continued to see Dr. Reed through 1-5-22. Period. He was several months status post left knee arthroscopy, comma, chondral debridement and removal of loose body on 3-2-21. Period. He was still having pain at the posterior aspect of his knee. Period. He had completed therapy and was back at full duty, taking Tylenol extra strength for pain control. Period. He's ambulating without a device. Period. On this occasion, it was explained to Mr. Rogers that he had undergone all conservative treatment for osteoarthrosis of the knee, period. They discussed additional treatment options, including viscosupplementation and or corticosteroid injection, period. New paragraph on 9-18-15, he was seen by his family physician named Dr. Patel, P-A-T-E-L. Period. This was for GERD, comma, hypertension, comma, and mixed hyperlipidemia. Period. He had been a patient in this practice since 6-29-12. That will be described in a subsequent section. Period. Dr. Patel continued to treat him for his general internal medical conditions over the next several months. Period. On 3-18-16, he gave a diagnosis of carpal tunnel syndrome and referred him for electrodiagnostic testing of the right upper extremity. Period. Also referred him to neurology and ordered carpal tunnel splints. Period. Mr. Rogers continued to see Dr. Patel through 1-20-17, period. New paragraph on 4-4-17, he had a permanency evaluation by Dr. Mateer, whose relevant portions will be inserted as marked. Period. New paragraph, after he reopened his case, he saw Dr. Dwyer on 8-26-20 regarding bilateral knee pain, period. On this occasion, he was diagnosed with pain in the left knee and right knee, period. He noted the petitioner's course of treatment, including surgery by Dr. Silver on 5-20-15, involving arthroscopic partial medial meniscectomy of the left knee. Period. He had been returned to work without restrictions on 8-14-15. Period. he was not complaining of posterior knee pain on the left, which is the site of the meniscal resection. Appeared most of his symptoms appeared to be patellofemoral. But it was thought this was symptomatic chondromalacia, which does not appear to be causally ascribable to the meniscus tear status post arthroscopic partial medial meniscectomy. But he also saw no causality with respect to the patient's new 6-month history of complaints regarding his right knee and the work injury on 3/24/15. Appeared there had been an over 5-year delay in the onset of complaints, and therefore causality is not substantiated. Appeared he did recommend bilateral corticosteroid injections and viscosupplementation injections. Period. After reviewing the records supplied from Dr. Silver's treatment, Dr. Dwyer gave an addendum on 10/30/20. Period. He noted the records were numerous, but there were none documenting a complaint with respect to the right knee. Period. Serial office notes did not demonstrate evidence of subsequent follow-up complaints involving the right knee. Period. A bone scan demonstrated uptake in the right hand, comma, right ankle, comma, and left knee. Period. It also suggested uptake in the left 6th rib. Period. There were no issues at the right knee. Period. He also reviewed Dr. Silver's operative report from 5/20/15. Period. This was arthroscopic partial medial meniscectomy and abrasion arthroplasty of the medial femoral condyle. Period. After review of these records, Dr. Dwyer's opinions remained unchanged from his 6/26/20 report. Period. I am also in receipt of something called I am in receipt of additional records from reconstructive orthopedics for the period 12/2/20 through 10/12/21. Period. He was seen on the last visit, and he was clear to resume his bicycle program and use an industrial strength knee pad when necessary to improve his tolerance of kneeling. Period. He can use his right knee in a dominant fashion to otherwise perform these tasks. Period. Diagnosis was that of primary osteoarthritis of the left knee. Period. On 1/18/21, MRI of the left knee was done. Period. On 3/2/21, Dr. Reed performed surgery on the left knee to be inserted. Period. New paragraph. Prior records show Mr. Rogers was seen by Dr. Patel as early as 6/29/12. Period. Presented with hypertension and musculoskeletal pain. Period. His diagnoses were GERD and sciatica. Period. Dr. Patel treated him for various general medical conditions, running through only a few weeks before the subject event on 3/20/15. Period. He was referred for blood work on that last visit. Period. In paragraph, he underwent bone densitometry on 8/10/12 to be inserted here. Period. MRI of the left shoulder was done on 10/9/12 to be inserted here. But this was done after a lifting injury. A repeat bone densitometry was done on 1/19/15 to be inserted here. Period. Physical exam. At his ears, there was a faint, slightly retracted scar measuring 2 3/4 inches in a longitudinal fashion, overlying the right forehead, but there was no change in pigmentation. Period, it was flat and had no signs of keloid formation. Period, otherwise normal, torso normal, neurologic normal. General appearance, he did have a full suntan. Extremities upper normal, hands versus elbows normal. Extremities lower, there were well-healed portal scars about the left knee, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period, the rest of that is normal. Knee maneuvers, he had a positive McMurray's maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. The rest of this is normal, cervical normal, thoracic. He was mildly tender at the left interscapular musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right or in the midline. The rest of that is normal, lumbosacral. Inspection revealed a short midline longitudinal scar and the lower lumbar region consists with his known surgery. Period. Impressions. On 3-24-15, Ronald Rogers was assaulted while at work. Period. He was seen at the emergency room the same day and underwent numerous diagnostic studies. Period. He then followed up orthopedically with Dr. Silver. Period. Left knee surgery was done to be inserted here. In paragraph, he was also seen neurologically by Dr. Skinner and participated in therapy. Period. He received an order proven settlement on 9/18/18 to be inserted here. Period. After reopening his case, he was seen by Dr. Dwyer in 2020. Period. A new MRI of the left knee was done to be inserted here. Period. This was followed by surgery on 3/2/21 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph, the petitioner had previously been seen for permanency by Dr. McKeel on 4/4/17. Period, and underline this, insert what is marked on his report relative to permanency percentages. New paragraph, my opinions relative to permanency are the same as those given by Dr. Mateer several years ago. Period, you have pointed out that he was seen by Dr. Reed on his own on 12/20/20. Period, he was diagnosed with bilateral knee pain, comma, obesity, comma, and left knee osteoarthritis. Period, a left knee cortisone injection was administered. Period, MRI was done on 1/18/21, followed by surgery on 3/2/21. Period, he underwent another left knee injection for osteoarthritis on 1/5/22. Period, you have advised that he has completed treatment with Dr. Reed. Period, new paragraph, there may be an increase in permanency about the left knee unrelated to the original incident on 3/24/15. Period, end.